Okay. A lot of people are wondering what... That's all I know. Are you for real? I said, oh, okay. So eventually somebody told him I narked, and I'm like, I didn't nark, I need to. Get fucking real. Get real. Eventually he got busted. He got busted selling to an undercover cop, and only days after almost going to prison for a very long time, I mean, because he already had two felonies under his jacket, in Falaise County, Florida. Eventually, you know, he almost went to prison for the charge. And days after almost going to prison, he was inside Snug Harbor in New Paltz, New York, gigging with his band. Call me crazy, but that's rewarding bad behavior. You don't put a freaking guitar in someone's hand. You take the guitar away, you lock it away, you tell them, okay, get a suit and a tie and get a real fucking job. I mean, if you reward bad behavior with sheer outright stupidity, and the person does something even more stupid, well, you get what you paid for. Period. And there is no other way to justify or explain that one. Well, stupid feud went on a lot longer. And meanwhile, throughout all this time, I was trying to sit there and keep him out of prison. Because he kept putting, you know, he kept evading police. Cops hated him. They couldn't stop him from gigging inside in bars with his band, but at the same time, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't really cut him loose either because he was already under legal probation. I asked his probationer to put a leash on him to make him stop his bullshit. Everyone else, I mean, those who were his true friends told him to stop. And I even told people, I said, look, stop putting a guitar in his hand and stop encouraging him. They're like, why? See, he has two felonies under his belt and he's been a drug dealer. There's no way in hell he's ever going to be able to make a living as a musician. Because the reality is today, if you have a criminal record, that catches up with you. The majority of the major music venues around the country are owned by retired cops and FBI agents. And they exercise full right to do a background check on you. Just to give you the record as to what I'm talking about, they told Jay-Z, the owner of the Roseland before it closed down for good, told Jay-Z to fuck off. Basically, he probably told him, fuck off. Because he looked up his rap sheet and said, no, sorry. So, I mean, there's a lot of musicians out there who have been in prison for some serious charges or are famous now who are doing alternate things. I mean, because they know the gravy train is over for them. And one of the last civil conversations I had with him when he was on probation, when he first started, said, dude, hang up your guitar and do yourself a favor and quit. He's like, why? I said, because you're on probation, man. Get used to the boringness. It's going to suck. He says, well, that'll just suck. I'm like, it's probation. It's supposed to suck. This is a punishment. This isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card. You sold drugs and you got caught. That's what happens when you break the law. You're not supposed to get away with it. It's supposed to be boring. It's supposed to suck. It's punishment. Well, 90% of Newport still encouraged him. They still fed his illusions. Even his idol, Fat Mike from NoFX, would have said to him, bro, like you, but I can't bring you on the road because I'm going to lose money. Even with NoFX, LFA, he's a convicted felon. There's a lot of places he can't play, and they lose a lot of money. LFA is a good guy. And he did time just for a stupid counterfeiting charge. So then he was in a very rocky, turmoil relationship with this girl named Rebecca. And cops have been called, all kinds of various things that go on. I mean, everybody in the community knew, in the New Paltz community knew. Eventually she broke up with him and started seeing some other guy. Well, as much as Lunchbox is capable of acting like a jerk, nobody deserves to be kicked while they're down to do to him what she did. She cyber-bullied him publicly and made him look like an ass. And hurt him and pushed him over the edge. He eventually overdosed on heroin with fentanyl. And 7 days later, he died. But what killed him really is the fact that all the morons were there when he did it, put him in a bathtub of ice, causing his organs to shut down. If they waited for the cops of the narco kit, they could have saved him. You know, fucking geniuses. Even when I had his funeral, I was getting insults hurled at me and all kinds of stuff. Sad part about it is him and I were getting ready to sit down and end our stupid feud. We're getting ready to squash it and put it to bed. I miss him every day. And I think of the music that we'll never get to make together. I mean, I come up with some really good songs today and then that I recorded demos and stuff on YouTube. And I'm thinking, damn, if he was here, he could put his little slice of heaven into it. I mean, I wish I could have got him better if I could introduce him to Christian rock or how to be a radio disc jockey. There's a lot of different things he could have done for himself. But at the same time, you know, giving him that illusion that he was going to be a rock star was definitely not going to help him. I mean, what do people expect? You make a series of bad life choices, you don't get to come out on top. It just doesn't work. Not today. The world has changed and evolved, and I mean, society is no longer rewarding
bad rewarding bad behavior. And New Paul seems to be in the Stone Age. People see it. Everyone was so hopped up on booze and cocaine, and socially fake adulation that nobody ever considered that maybe, just maybe, they were leading him to his own grave. I didn't kill him, and I had nothing to do with it. And if I was there, he'd be alive right now. He would never have been put in that bathtub of ice. My brother's a nurse. You know, my godmother is an EMT. Her husband is a fireman. You know, there's a lot of things. I mean, and a corrections officer. There's a lot of people who taught me how to deal with situations like this. I would have known exactly what to do. But, you know, that's what happens when you reward bad behavior. That's what happens when you cater to someone's illusions. And then, because, I mean, what they're doing is they're feeding him hot air. They're catering to his illusions. And when the cold reality of his life came down on him, he didn't know how to cope with it. And I said to somebody, why don't you stop catering to his illusions? Because while you're on probation, the cold realities of life are gonna you're going to have some speed bumps. Some shit's going to happen to you. Some painful stuff that you're going to have to learn how to emotionally cope with. Sad part about it is the girl, she showed no remorse for what she did for her partner. I'll agree with the rest of the New Paltz on her, but she was sick. She kicked him out, he was down. You don't do that. You know, and I'll never name drop anybody else, but I will draw a name drop her. Her name is Rebecca Hunter. If anybody deserves to be name dropped, that girl does. Rebecca Hunter did that. I know I won't name drop, but you know what? If there are animal guys out there who hurt women, fine. And they paid the price. Girls, now it's your turn to price for all you evil, rotten girls out there who hurt men, who destroy the lives of men. Guess what? Now it's your turn to be in the hot seat. And on every other behind, and the same thing almost happened with me. The only difference between him and me is I'm still alive to talk about it. Talk about, you know, you already heard in my other program in Tough Love. But yeah, I mean, that's for the record, that's what happened with Lunchbox, James Lunchbox Genta. I didn't want him dead. I want him alive. I wanted to end the stupid feud. And I was going to see if him and I could sit there and work together on some music. You know, but hey. What's the moral of the story? Don't reward bad behavior. Don't cater to someone's illusions. And, you know, and learn to roll with the punches that come at you out of life. And don't do anything stupid. And then the world, everything else is cream cheese. Anywho, this is MPU's Voice for the People. Aho.